Back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and I'm Brandon Peoples, talking with Kevin Ingram, president of Manhattan Christian College, as we get an update here every couple months. And we're going to talk a little bit about Anderson Village, the property there next to the school, which has come back into ownership for the college.
Yeah, it's really been a good thing and so exciting to be a part of Manhattan Christian College's campus again. And we had just closed on that purchase right when I came on the air in September. And so it's been kind of neat to see it continue to move forward. And I think I got some comments yesterday at the Chamber Board meeting of people noticing that, you know, the parking lots have been resurfaced and we've got some of the landscaping out front that it's in transition. We had actually called some of those bushes out front Jumanji that they had just grown so much. And so we've got Blueville coming here in the next week or two to come in and finish back out the landscaping that was taken out, just to give that a better look. But people have even commented that just the landscaping has to come out, that it looks so much better. And so we're pleased with the progress on some of those things that we wanted to get done with the parking lot and the landscaping, and thrilled to say that right now all 24 apartments are leased. Some of those will start changing out in December, but that's going to work well for us because next fall is when we will transition those apartments into residence for our students to live in. And we wanted to continue with the leases that were already in place, and the first floor leases continue to move forward as well, and we're excited about some of the partners that we have in there, and the one coming in on the far west end. I think they even posted on Facebook that there's a frozen yogurt place coming in where the Kansas State Federal Credit Union used to be, and so we're excited about that business. Not only being a part of Anderson Village, but being close to our campus. I think it's going to be dangerous to have a frozen yogurt place close to our campus, but it's really neat to see. And, you know, our overall goal was we had two phases. The first was to raise $1 million, and we're grateful that God provided $1.225 million of that $1 million. People continue to make gifts because we would love to raise a total of $2 million by the end of this coming fiscal year. Our lender has agreed to help us just by paying interest only in this first year on our note, and anything that we've raised above the million, we will begin to pay down the debt. And but if we get to the $2 million, then the retail income from the first floor will help settle that debt, and we will still receive the housing income for our annual fund budget. So the housing that we have on campus helps fund the college, and so it will be important for us, and just thrilled to be in a part of that and to have that facility and that property back, and just excited about the future and what that means for Manhattan Christian College. So just a pretty fun thing, and I'm trying to answer all the questions that I get on a regular basis, so hopefully that helps get the information into people's hands of what we're thinking about with Anderson Village.
Now, once that comes into play here, when you have students living there, will that allow you then to demo that other building?
Yes, we you know, we've just mainly been focusing on the transition into Anderson Village, and we once we get all of that settled out, then we will begin looking at demolishing Johnson Hall. And obviously Howard's has been a great partner with us in facilities like that. And so here in the next month or two, I hope to sit down with them and say, okay, what will that consist of? How much will that cost? Because, you know, there will be some costs that we'll need to cover on that, although they are also a great partner financially in helping us with those. And so, yeah, that'll be a part of the future, and we really probably ought to be doing it now while everything's torn up there between us and Burger King anyway. And you know, I get asked every few weeks with, is our intersection open yet? And no, it's not. They're getting close. I think they've torn up all the old pavement now and are looking, and most of the sidewalks are back in. And then they will start laying pavement here hopefully soon so we can open up those intersections. Because as people know, getting around Manhattan's not the easiest, depending on, not depending on what street you're on. Almost every major artery, there's been issues. Fort Riley Boulevard's, I think, the only one that's fully open now, but we're hoping to have that open soon to have easier access to our campus.
Yeah, I keep trying to think who's got the roughest right now. If it's you, Burger King, Good Sense, Insomnia Cookies, I don't know. I mean,
well, at least the ones that Good Sense and Insomnia are accessible off of Anderson and easily accessible. But Burger King, I think they're the ones who are tucked up all the way in the corner, and they're on the other side of all the construction going on right now. And there's a lot of limitations for people getting into Burger King. And so I would say they're probably the one most affected. And it's probably good for my health because often I'll have meet people for coffee in Aggieville, and you have to walk an extra couple of blocks to get around it all. So it's probably good for me to do that. So, but it's been good. It'll be a great project overall when it's done, but we're ready to be it done as soon as we can.
Yeah, we'll pray for that to happen fast.
You bet.
Jumpstart, what is this? I see you have a flyer with you here.
Yeah, you bet. Every year in January, we offer a church leadership training. And over the last several years, we've covered a lot of different ones of of church eldership. We've covered one for youth pastors. We've covered one for church security. We cover a variety of topics, and over the last 6 to 8 years, about every second or third year, this group called E2, which is Effective Elders, they're gentlemen who've served in ministry but also served in leadership voluntarily at a church. They've developed a great ministry called E2, which is Effective Elders, and their focus is to help the church leaders who are volunteers be the best that they can be. And this year, knowing coming off the last 18 to 24 months and how it changed all of our lives, but also in a unique way changed a lot of churches' lives. Churches had to, which is a very community-based organization, a very fellowship-based. There have been some transitions, you know, and when people had to move online and people have been able to go to church online, it's made a difficulty for one, for the community, but then secondly, coming out of it, I think it's very easy to get comfortable that I can just go to school, I can go to church, sitting in my sweats or pajamas, drinking coffee at home, and a lot of churches have had a sluggish start to having people come back again. And I think, you know, to each, you know, everyone's got to make their choice, and so to many of them, it is a safety issue and a health issue, and so you really can't fault that at all. But churches are looking to ways to jumpstart, and how do we jumpstart stalled churches and get them moving again? You know, on the way here today, I saw a car that had stalled out right at the corner of Kimball and Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and other people were, I was going the other direction, but other people going the same way were starting to help push to get it off of Tuttle Creek Boulevard, and they're coming in with that kind of that same mindset. How do we jumpstart stalled churches and get them moving again coming out of the last 18 to 24 months of COVID? And so knowing these guys and the leadership that they provide and the insight that they give, they're going to come in and do a great job. The day is January 11th. We usually have it that second Tuesday of January. Our campus is empty because our students don't come back until that next weekend. So that gives us plenty of parking and everything else and room on campus. It'll be from 9 to 3:30. We hold that in Jolliffe Hall in the Wilson Worship Center. And people can come, $35, which includes lunch. If after December 21st, it is $40. And you can come explore four arenas of ministry that will help get your church moving again. It'd be evangelism, discipleship, next generation, which is reaching that younger generation, which in so many of the surveys now, that younger generation is disconnecting from church or has disconnected from church. So how do we reach that next generation? And then the fourth area would be leadership development. And so we encourage people to come, be a part of the day. From experience, these three men will do a great job. It's a great day of connecting with other leaders and these leaders that share, but other leaders that come. And we have people come in from all over, Western Kansas, Nebraska. Some come in from the west side of Missouri, right there in the Kansas City area. And we would love to have people come and be a part of that. It's when $35 includes lunch and the day, it's really a very inexpensive day. And this year for Pastor Appreciation, we mail to all of the pastors of churches that support the college. If they come, their registration is free. And just a way of saying thank you for what they've done. And so we offer that to pastors out there to let us know their pastor and would love to have them come be a part of that day in the fellowship and be on our campus. Jumpstart, helping stalled churches move again, and we'd love to have people. January 11th, 2022, which I can't believe it's 2022 already, from 9 to 3:30 on our campus.
All right, very good. That's a wonderful program opportunity. We have a phone call, so we're going to go to the phone lines next. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Good morning, Mr. Ingram. I have a couple of comments. My comments are probably worth about as much as a cup of coffee, if that much. But I think I've told you this before. I went to school with W.F. Lyon's daughter. He lived right across the street from Blumont School. Now, so that tells you I'm OLD. And then I sold a house to the gentleman that went to England. What was his name?
Don Leach.
Yeah, Don. I sold the house on Mary Kendall Court. And he didn't pay me enough, of course, because preachers never pay enough. But anyway, he redid that house, and then he moved on, built a garage. He made it pristine. He really helped the neighborhood, as you have, as your whole unit down there has helped. I was just through there the other day, ate Burger King on Tuesdays. That's pretty good food, and it's handy for your people. I see a lot of them. And that whole area that you have developed now, not you, but your Manhattan Christian College, which is a great asset to this community. One of the biggest things you did is allow them to put the Ten Commandments up there after the ACLU got paid $12,000 because the city commissioners weren't strong enough to tell them to go on down the street and do something else. But you couldn't even see it down there now. Thousands of people have seen that. Thousands have seen it. I've seen people stop and look at it. They didn't even know it was at City Hall. I'm babbling on now, but I got a couple more comments. I traveled your whole area down there. You got about a 6-8 square block area down there. You got a lot of money invested, and you've got nice facilities. Everything's clean. I see your patrons walking back and forth. They don't walk out in front of you on a cell phone. They don't. They look clean. Your whole place is clean. They're driving decent cars, so you got a great thing going. And I know you are a great asset to that. They were lucky to get you. Don't you ever leave.
Well, I appreciate your kindness very much. You're really too kind. I am more blessed than I deserve to be there, and appreciate the opportunity and appreciate your kind comments. And I do agree, we've got some great people on our campus, great students, great faculty and staff, and they all together form a great family to help MCC be what it is today. And we're all blessed to be a part of it and blessed to be a part of this community. So thank you so very much for all that you just shared.
All right. Thank you for the comments. I know we got one more thing Kevin wanted to discuss with the degree program here.
You bet. And I think one of the things, you know, what we offer to the community is not only, you know, just being able to walk through and drive through, but also our programs. And one of the ones that's really been going through a lot of adaptation and improvement and is our Thunder Online program. It used to be degree completion in person, and it's now a totally an online degree program. And those who'd like to finish their college degree, working adults returning to school, it provides a lot of flexibility. It's convenient. You can choose a BS in management and ethics or a BS in biblical leadership. A lot of way just to deepen your knowledge and to deepen your experience and to take some further steps in your own life professionally and personally. And we would love to have people come and be a part of that. The same faculty that teach online teach our face-to-face courses as well, so they're very connected with what they're teaching, and it's priced affordably to be accessible. And when you look around the community, we have Thunder Online alumni serving at Ascension Via Christi in banking, beauty operators, Caterpillar, childcare, churches, K-State, nonprofits. Just so many different areas, RCPD, Purple Wave Auction and retail. Some of them are self-employed, a lot of different areas. We'd love to have them consider it. We'd be focusing on enrolling for our January classes. And so if anybody's interested here in the month of November and December, they can reach out to MCC at 785-539-3571 and ask for our recruiter in this program, Becca Strom. Becca does a great job, and we'd love to have them consider Manhattan Christian College. And thanks again for the opportunity to be on the air. Always enjoy seeing you guys personally, but also the opportunity to share about Manhattan Christian College. So hope you all have a happy Thanksgiving.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate you saying that, and we look forward to it. And if I don't see you before Christmas, Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you.
That's going to wrap up our program here for today. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to hear from the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Jason Smith will join us. We're also going to squeeze in Pawnee Mental Health, Robin Cole, because next Thursday, of course, is Thanksgiving. So we'll have a half hour with Jason, a half hour with Robin tomorrow.